So they worshipped the sun, the rain, the moon, and so on. So they worship creation instead of the Creator. And the Bible says, especially in Romans 1, worship of the creation instead of the Creator is idolatry. And the prophets arrived and told to Israel, the consequences of idolatry will be a return to Babylonia, the land of idols. And this meant to return to the land where Ur of the Chaldees was. Abraham was, in his time, an idolater in Ur of the Chaldees. This we learn from Joshua 24. He worshipped these false gods. But suddenly, the one true God of the Bible appeared as the God of glory to Abraham. And then Abraham departed from his false gods, went out of Ur of the Chaldees in order to go to the land of promise. But now we see the descendants of Abraham, they went away from the one true God and began again to worship idols. And so the prophet said, you will go back to the land of origin of Father Abraham. So in this time, all these books of the prophets like Hosea, Joel, Obadiah, and so on, but also the great books of the prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, have been written in order to bring back the people to the one true God, but they did not obey. And immediately after the death of Solomon, as a judgment of God on idolatry, Israel was divided into two nations, and by this, much weakened. This was in 976 BC. The northern kingdom of the 10 tribes was separated from the southern kingdom of the 2 tribes with the capital Jerusalem. Here you find all these 19 kings of the northern kingdom, from Jeroboam 1 up to Hosea. And they were all idolaters. They were all wicked kings. And here you see the high place of Jeroboam 1 in Dan that has been excavated in the past years. There, the first king of the 10 tribes put a golden calf and brought the 10 tribes to worship his golden calf. And all the other kings after him, they followed him. Here you see the 20 kings of the southern kingdom. From Rehoboam, son of Solomon, up to Zedekiah. Most of them were wicked kings, idolaters. But there were several, you see in green, several reformations where people had been brought back to the Word of God. Reformation means always back to the Word. So God's judgment had to come first upon the 10 tribes. And this was the fulfillment of Moses' prophecy in Deuteronomy 28. Where he foretold all the curses that shall come upon Israel when they will not follow the word of God. And you find in Deuteronomy 28, 3 curses concerning a loss of the promised land. The first you find in Deuteronomy 28, 25. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies, and shall be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. And this took place in 722 BC, when the Assyrian Empire destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel. And so the 10 tribes were brought to Assyria, in today's northern Iraq. But the southern kingdom went also astray. And the last kings of Judah were all wicked kings, idolaters. And so the second curse of land loss was fulfilled, Deuteronomy 28:36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation, and there shalt thou serve other gods. So the southern kingdom was brought to Babylonia, into today's southern Iraq. This is the story. King Nebuchadnezzar arrived from Babylon, and he eventually destroyed the Jewish state in Israel, destroyed Jerusalem, and destroyed Solomon's temple. A people that did no more follow the one true God should no more have this testimony of the one true God. So he destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. There were in all four deportations of the Jews. 606, the first, when also the prophet Daniel had to go. 597, when also the prophet Ezekiel had to go. And then 586. This was the decisive year of the destruction of Jerusalem and the first temple. And there was a fourth deportation in 582 that is only mentioned in Jeremiah 52. The Babylonian Empire at that time was the world power number one. And this, by the way, exactly from 609 to 539 BC. 612, the Babylonians could conquer Nineveh, the capital of the Assyrians. And there were still 3 years of wars, and then in 609, Babylon was number one. But in 539, we will see the Persians and the Medes conquered the Babylonian Empire. So this was exactly a period of 70 years, as we can read in the prophecy of Jeremiah 25:11. And these nations in the Middle East shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon. You see, the Bible text does never say that the Jews will be exactly 70 years in Babylon. They were almost 70 years there. But the Bible doesn't say 70 years. The Bible says that the time of Babylon will be a time of 70 years. And this fits exactly with history. Here you see footprints of the destruction by Nebuchadnezzar in Jerusalem. By the excavation in eastern Jerusalem, these houses have been found with the destruction footprints of Nebuchadnezzar. So this is not myth, but just history. At that time, Babylon, the city of idols, was in hate, and Jerusalem, the city of the one true God, on the ground. And the Jews among Euphrates, River, and Tigris. In this time was written Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, there is set down, yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. You see, there was a change in the heart of many. And they realized we have departed from the one true God that had his house on Mount Zion. And so they were longing to go back to Zion. And this wish was realized at the end of the exile in 539 BC. Again, this was the time of the conquest of Babylonia by the Persians and the Medes. By the way, in a few battles. And Babylon, the city itself, had been conquered by a putsch. King Belshazzar, the last king of Babylon, killed after his last feast, and Cyrus, the great Persian king, gave a permission for the Jews to go back to the land. what we can read in Ezra 1.